and welcome everybody to our podcast, Vistex Behind the Curtains. Today's topic is the history of pricing and future perspectives. We are having Paul van Aert with us, who is the founder of the EPP platform. The other speaker is Frank Frohmann, who is a business development manager for pricing at Vistex and the author of the book Digital Pricing. First of all, thank you for participating in this podcast. Now I'm curious, when and how did you both meet?
It was in 2006, Lara, in Frankfurt, Germany.
Absolutely right. I believe it was even the first EPP event we had in Germany, Frank.
Okay, really. I know that I had a presentation on revenue management. The reason was I worked at Lufthansa passenger business at that time, and it made sense to talk about Lufthansa pricing.
Wow, great. You know each other for such a long time. That's good to hear. I have a question to you, Paul. What stands behind EPP as a pricing platform?
Thank you, Lara. EPP is, first of all, a not-for-profit organization, and we're working on behalf of the pricing revenue growth managers and monetization professionals to advance the profession worldwide. So we are not-for-profit, working hard to serve the profession.
Great. And just to get all on the same stage, what is a platform and what is pricing when we're thinking about the definition?
It's important to mention indeed that EPP is a dual site platform. This means that we have two sites on the platform. At one side, of course, we have the pricing practitioners, which are our core focus group where we try to be as relevant as possible. But at the other side, we of course have the top tier pricing software partners, consultants and research agencies and companies who believe it's important to invest in the pricing community and develop the pricing maturity. Yes, that's the dual side part of the platform, which we try of course to align as good as possible. When it comes to pricing, I believe I see three levels on pricing, Lara. First of all, when you define pricing in what I could say a quite narrow definition, it's about price setting and price getting. But in a wider perspective, it goes far beyond that. Pricing can also be about profit optimization, impacting the complete commercial strategy. And on a third level, pricing can also be a solid wingman for the CEO to support the change when the business model is under pressure, and when the business model and the profit model is under the change, then it's important that pricing can also be a very important supporting part of the change of the business model. And I believe that Frank is also one of the ambassadors of having pricing at that level, isn't it, Frank?
Right. It's hard to add anything because I fully subscribe to your definition. Maybe to add up on your business model aspect, when you are able to be innovative across the pricing process, for example, coming up with a creative, innovative price model, as a company, you are able to enhance the value to customer and to enhance your business model. And that shows that pricing is not only value capturing, but it can also be value generation.
Great. Thanks for letting us know. Paul, as you are the founder of EPP, where did the idea come from to establish the company?
Well, it all started in 2004 when we met with a couple of people in the Netherlands from my network. And there were people from different businesses like CWS, KPN, telco company, Eneco, energy company, Dell, etc. And they were all struggling to find, a good community network and to share best practices. You must know that at that time, pricing teams were not part of anything. They were not in the sales community, not in the finance community, not in marketing community. So there was really a need of bringing these people together. I don't know, Frank, what was your journey in pricing at that time when we met in 2006?
Yeah, that it was quite long. I was so lucky to be educated on pricing by Herman Simon that most of the pricing community knows. From my point of view, the most renowned and expert on pricing, that was 89 at University of Mainz. And, it was so interesting that I changed my mindset. Wow, that could be a very interesting topic mm-hmm. to deal with, to work on. He asked me to join CIM Kuchor, which I did in 96. This is the world leading consulting company today. 1,400 consultants they have, so really a success story. Later on, I joined Lufthansa. I didn't want to do consulting for all the day, but mm-hmm. just to see what companies like Lufthansa and later on Bosch in the industry do in pricing. Lufthansa, very close to dynamic pricing, revenue management. Bosch, the challenge was to come up with pricing solutions as an in-house consultant. And you know that value-based pricing at that time was something of interest for all the business units of Bosch, like power tools, like Rexroad, like automotive. And later on, I joined Evonik, chemicals company. And there, the challenges on pricing were also different. For example, they deal with commodity pricing, because part of the chemicals business is not mm-hmm. dealing with specialties, but also with mm-hmm. commodities, products that are not differentiated, and you have to have a solution for these challenges.
Wow. So Frank, that's interesting. Indeed, and you have the full spectrum, let's say, of pricing, from cost plus over value-based pricing, and even dynamic pricing to revenue growth management. So it's nice to hear the fantastic experience.
Yes, sounds like an interesting journey. Great. Paul, the next question is again to you. How does the platform work as a business model, and which price models do you use for the different revenue streams?
Yes, well, Laura, I mentioned that we at EPP are a dual site platform. This means that we have multiple revenue streams from both sides. We get at one side revenues from our services to the community, like trainings, events, EPP Prime membership. And at the other side, we have the sponsor and partner revenues. It's, of course, also important when you are on the platform, you have to understand that platform needs to be well managed in revenue streams, not to be too dependent from one or the other side. So that's always a challenge in the platform. And that's when it comes to our pricing models. I think that Frank is one of the experts at pricing models. I will share you the three models that we use at EPP. The first one is a simple, straightforward subscription-based model for the EPP Prime memberships. The second one is also straightforward price differentiation model for trainings and events, where we have early birds and group discounts. Very straightforward. And the last one is a tiered fixed fee model for our partners and sponsors. So these are the three main pricing models that we use.
Thank you for this answer, Paul. Very interesting. And who do you see as a competitor for EPP?
Well, Laura, I believe that the word competition needs to be reloaded these times. Of course, there are many actors, let's say, competing for attention and offering solutions to the pricing community. Think about consultants, pricing software vendors, market researchers, recruiters, other conference organizers, etc. But in today's reality, I'm a strong believer of working in partnerships in the ecosystem. I believe that nobody has sufficient resources and capabilities to work alone in this field. You really need partnerships. And that's how I see it at EPP. You see sometimes that we co-create programs with consultants, and sometimes we compete within companies within the same competitive field. But that's fine. I strongly believe in co-creation with the ecosystem. And I believe that if we, as a pricing community, further develop and deepen the collaboration as we do today, and continue to co-create best practice sharing and know-how development for the pricing community, there's still so much added value to explore in this co-creation field. And strong believer in co-creating instead of thinking into words as competition.
Frank, do you have something to add?
Maybe I would add the perspective of a company having worked for Evonik or Bosch, as I mentioned before. The question for them is, which organization makes sense for us, for the pricing experts? And I know that the EPP in that sense is outstanding, because I know many former colleagues who say, whenever we want to learn something new, a good idea is to take part at a conference of EPP.
Yes. Good to hear that, Frank. Thanks.
I definitely agree with you, and I think it's a very interesting approach to see competitors nowadays. Great, thank you both. So, Paul, what's your main focus and what's your main goal with EPP in the next few years?
Well, the most important question that we always raise at EPP is, how can we stay relevant for the community? And the community means our two sides, the pricing professional, and we really want to be the preferred career and networking partner and to stay as relevant as possible for the pricing professionals. And on the other side, of course, our partners, the software vendors and consultants mainly, for them, we want absolutely be the preferred business development partner, because we know that everyone who is willing to invest in pricing maturity development globally is important for the pricing profession. And that's our mission, to advance the pricing, but not only pricing, but also revenue growth management and monetization profession worldwide. And that's where the energy goes from.
Very good. Sounds like a plan. The next question is to both of you as pricing experts. What is the biggest challenge in pricing nowadays, and what are the trend topics? Frank,
should
maybe
I start, Lara? Maybe,
yes,
yeah.
Please.
What comes to my mind? Digitalization on the one hand, and the sheer complexity that you always had in pricing. Let me refer to an example. I mentioned Lufthansa. 15 years ago, to deal with 2 million tariffs at Lufthansa was mentioned as a challenge. I could refer to Amazon today. They deal with 600 million articles on their platform alone. So what is the learning behind? Digitalization led to the fact that the challenges for the companies are much higher than they were 10 or 20 years ago. And I could refer to the customers, because the customer requirements, and that's also an impact of digitalization, are much higher. The price transparency has increased, the value transparency, the requirements of customers as such as higher. But on the other hand, the companies have new opportunities. They have the chance to come up with innovative pricing solutions like dynamic pricing, CPQ. So it's the sheer complexity and dynamics mainly based on digitalization.
Yeah, I can fully subscribe to this. It's more complex, more dynamic, and more digital, as you mentioned, Frank. I fully agree. These are the main challenges that we have in pricing. When it comes to trends and topics for organizations, Frank, I believe that it's, of course, very depending on the industry you're in. But I see as main challenges for organizations is, first of all, to have a solid pricing roadmap. It's really crucial. We see in everywhere in every industry and in every business that without a solid pricing roadmap, you're helpless. That aligning the pricing to the corporate strategy and fully understanding how pricing contributes to the within the profit model is an important next topic, I believe, in pricing. And also, and that's mainly for all organizations, it's important to enhance the newest technologies in pricing, because I strongly believe that those who do not embrace the newest pricing technology will run behind if they're not already. So that's, for me, the three most important topics for the coming years.
Maybe to add up one element or one argument, Paul, to all what you said. If you don't have the right process, independent of digitalization, also digitalization will not help you. So to have a sound process on pricing is a precondition. And then you can add up and enhance with the help of digitalization. Digitalization alone without sound processes is also not sufficient.
No, that's nice that you mentioned this, because this is often discussed in the pricing community. And yeah, I'm also a strong believer that that the technology on itself will not bring you to pricing excellence. It's first to connect the people with the processes and then enhance with technology. And I'm fully on one page with you here. Yes.
Wow, sounds like we have interesting times in front of us. Great, great to hear. What was your personal highlight in the last few years?
My personal highlights of Lara were that I found out that when I started EPP, it was like kind of hobby for me. And in the last years, pricing profession has, the profession itself has become so important that it became also for me a full-time job to support the EPP and the pricing community. And yeah, that's where I get my energy from, is to develop a long-term vision and build a great team here at EPP to serve the pricing community and to stay relevant for the pricing community, to help and support them. It's one of the highlights to see that how we contribute in many industries to the development of the pricing community and help pricing people in their career and beyond. So that's really energizing the whole team here.
Great work.
In my case, same perspective. I would just add up to Paul's argument. It's a community as such, meaning to meet people at conferences of an EPP, to discuss all these topics, to refer to a network of people, and I should start with the EPP, Paul, Britt, and all the team. We started in 2006, still enhance our cooperation, still work on new challenges. And I could also refer to former companies I worked for, Sinecura. Whenever I want to discuss upcoming challenges or new ideas about pricing, I could refer to them and ask them, Oliver Roll and all these experts that I learned over time. That's definitely the highlight.
Great. So now I'm coming to my last question here for today. What's next for you both? Do you have any upcoming activities together?
For sure. The next activity will be in September, beginning of September. And it refers to all the topics we just discussed. There will be a webinar for the EPP, a speech on platform business, business models, revenue models, new pricing topics. So what we discussed today.
And for sure, with Vistix being the prime structural partner on the EPP platform, there will be many more activities coming up with Vistix and EPP. Upcoming or dynamic talks, more webinars, the webinar you refer at, and Lara will come back to it as well. And of course, Vistix and you, Frank, particularly will be, of course, one of the keynote speakers at the Global Pricing Conference early next year.
Great. This is all we have for today. Thank you both so much for your time. If there are any questions in the audience, please reach out to marketing.emea@vistex.com. If you want to learn more, make sure to join our upcoming webinar with EPP about digital transformation and pricing on September 8th with Frank Frohmann. You can find the registration link below. Thanks everyone and have a nice day. Bye.